Dixie.
It would be when we moved here, but it's totally not Dixie.
So you've been here since February?
Actually, since September, early September last year.
Early September?
Yes.
And when was your first action? Was that in February?
February 3rd was our first action.
Okay. And now it's the summertime.
And now it's almost, well, it is summertime, yes.
Yeah.
We got through Appalachian Spring, and tomorrow really is the final event of the series. You know, we kick it off on Memorial Day.
You lived through the monsoon.
Oh, boy, we had high water, and it's been pretty soggy here, yeah.
And you're rebuilding three cottages that have been donated, and the fourth on the way?
The fourth one is, yeah, that's our big project now, to get a roof on it and have a good meeting house.
And affinity groups have been coming in, are coming in from all over the country to cross the line, and tomorrow we're going to...
Tomorrow we have our high-profile delegation come down to join a lot of the elders and locals who have been vocal in this movement. So it's going to be a very special kind of event. I mean, we've been walking across the line up there and getting arrested for 5 years. So in that sense, it's not going to be anything real unusual, but what's different is having Dr. James Hansen and Daryl Hannah and Ken Heckler and all these other people who have a lot of stature, who have been involved in the campaign for a long time, who are, you know, just really well-known voices for the work that we're doing. So that makes it special. It's not about the numbers, you know. We're real happy right now with the number of people we've seen already, and we don't even know how many will be out there tomorrow. But I'm feeling really good because, you know, this is a great group, and you can feel stuff in this movement that, you know, I haven't felt in other sorts of mobilizations, you know. And
so without an organization, without big money, and without...
Well, it's an old-fashioned nonviolent campaign, and I think we're forgetting how to do those. For, you know, we haven't. I mean, you know, there's always been some of it going on, but with the climate, especially, you know, I don't really think that we were approaching it in the way that, you know, the campaigns of Gandhi or King, you know, would kind of instruct us to, you know, there are certain hard and fast rules, and then just a whole way of looking at how you're going to do this, you know. But it's been very different here, you know, and it's a feeling. A lot of this campaign is just a feeling. It's not real intellectual. You know, everyone knows why they're here. We don't spend a lot of time talking about that.
So with mountaintop removal, this is unusual for the last 30 or 40 years because it is people who live here who wanted us to come in and to put a stop to this. We're not coming in here because we think this is something to stop, but yeah, they're watching the ruination of their town here in Beckley and close to it.
Yeah, well, there always has been a resistance here, and I think they've always reached out for any support that they could get, whether regionally or internationally even. And, you know, there's been, at various times, you know, they've received some of that support, but it really did seem to me that they weren't getting a lot of real support. People would come here and get their picture taken and, you know, go to Ed's house and have coffee and then they'd go back and they'd write a letter about mountaintop removal or show a picture. But there was not much going on here that really was going to make a difference in people's everyday life, which was, you know, blasting going on every day and dust falling on their place and, you know, just trucks and trucks of coal going up and down the road. So you know, this campaign now has reached a level where it's gotten just a bit more real, and people can really feel what's going on, and you know, and I can't say that too much. It's like there's a certain feeling about this campaign, and everybody comes up here, I think, gets a little dose of it.
So people aren't trudging in and out of here like in other situations, other campaigns throughout the country. I mean, you and others are here to stay.
Well, it's kind of like those pitcher plants, you know, where the fly, you know, smells sweet, crawls in, and then climbs down in it and never gets to leave, you know. This campaign is attracting people. Everyone's noticed that they want to be here for a couple days, they're here for a couple weeks, they want to be here for a couple weeks, they wind up staying for a couple months. And that's exactly what we need here, you know, that we're trying to stand our ground here, you know, and that doesn't mean just protesting. I mean, we are protesting, but I mean, what we're really trying to do is stop mountaintop removal, and we don't want to let up until we're done. So we have to continue to find ways to make the pressure that's necessary for these politicians, these spineless politicians, to stand up and do the right thing, which they already know that they should be doing.
Now, tomorrow we're going where?
We're going to Marsh Fork Elementary. And then we'll go to the gate, to the Ed White Mine, and we will blockade the gate.
And why to the elementary school?
The elementary school is at the base of the Shoemake Dam, which contains 8.5 billion gallons of toxic coal sludge. And
so it's not a water dam?
No, it's a coal slurry dam. And they're probably the most unstable and dangerous things that have ever been built in the history of this planet.
Well, Mike, thanks for your time. We're going to try to get this out tonight and more tomorrow. This is Vincent Irene for Blast Furnace Radio.
We got to think ahead, and now's the time.
So, in a nutshell, what are you hoping this meeting will come out of?
I think that you know, debate is a good thing. I think conversation is a good thing. It educates people, and then people can make informed decisions. You know, I'm not here to tell anybody what they should do. I'm just here to say, you know, there's solutions available to us now. I know it. I've been living off the grid for 20 years. I haven't used petroleum for a good 12 years. You know, I mean, it's possible. We have it. We have the technology now. You don't have to be afraid. You won't have a job because there's plenty of jobs in that arena. Van Jones has an organization called Green for All, and it's about getting jobs to people who are from low-income communities and transferring them into, you know, higher-paying jobs that will give them a jobs for the future.
Yeah.
smoking gun. You play golf on a strip mine. Wake up!
Today, 2 months later, in Washington, D.C., we are here gathered today because we have a dream too. You have a dream, and that's why we're here. June the 23rd, 1966, on this day, 15 students were arrested in Mississippi. I spent some time in the Marine Corps, so I know how to out yell anybody. And I love this country. And I love my God. And that's why I'm out here. Now wait a minute. June the 23rd, 1972, this very day.
Hey, Joe, so much against coal. Why do you drive cars? That takes coal to drive cars. You know, it takes coal to make cars.
I'll tell you what.
But you'll drive cars.
You let me speak and then you all talk. How about that? All right, June the 23rd, 1972, Race Magazine published a picture of a young Vietnamese girl and a bunch of children who were fleeing from napalm in Vietnam. You anybody remember that?
Yes.
I was on 23rd of June this very day in 1972. And we are here today because we care about our children and the children who are in school. In the Gospel of Matthew, I went to it this morning. In the seventh chapter of that Gospel, it says this: when our children ask for bread, do we give them a stone? No! When our children ask for a fish, do we give them a snake? No! Our children in this country and in this valley are asking for clean water, clean air, and a safe environment to live in, a school that they can go to. All right, I've used up my time. Alright, here's my last message for you.
Yeah, put the message in there about driving vehicles too.
You're going to be walking today, and I want to say this to you clearly.
Like that.
We're here today
because
we believe in free speech in this country, being able to speak up to what we believe is right. And that's what we're doing today.
I wouldn't hit you with my hand.
You don't touch me.
And we are walking for that same reason today. And here's my final word, I promise to you today. In the Gospel of Matthew, in the 17th chapter, it says if we have the faith of a mustard seed, a tiny mustard seed, we can move mountains. I will tell you today, do we have the faith of a mustard seed not to move mountains? All of you here today represent tiny mustard seed. That was like maybe a little weed. And you are making a difference. I want to say to you on this march today, remember that this is nonviolent. This is me, as Dr. King did, as those people did in Mississippi did, as people did all over the country during the war in Vietnam. We are doing this in a nonviolent way. We are. And today we will work together. Because we want for our children not snakes and not stones, but bread and justice and peace. God bless all of you.